revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance beneath the cover of October skies. You know, the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow.
What's up? What's up, everybody? Welcome aboard to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and it's time with the metals going bananas and the Fed not helping, and of course the troubles all over the world. We got to bring in our metals expert, our precious metals expert, and that is Claudio Gras. What's up, Claudio?
Mr. Horowitz, good to have you on the line.
It's always good to be. It's always good to be with you. So what? So I know you're starting a whole new gig here now, and you were part of the Mises Institute. You've been around. You're a foremost expert. Tell us about the new gig and what's going on.
Okay. Yeah. You know, I basically resigned from my old company end of June. So since then, basically, I have started my own business. So I'm in the final stage of setting up my own company. I will be an independent precious metal advisor, you know, working with, I think, the best players, especially in Switzerland and Liechtenstein. So I know all of them, you know, for a long time, and I know how they conduct the business. And I truly believe that Switzerland is the best jurisdiction for storing precious metals because of the strongest private property rights you can find these days.
I know you were telling me that you had just come from the boardroom from your meetings and getting accepted. So what's going on? Give us the a scoop.
Okay, I just came back from Bodrum in Turkey. So we had a conference down there organized by Hans Hermann Hoppe, the Freedom and Property Society. So we ended up with roughly, I think, 80 people coming from all over the world. You know, so to say, you know, the creme de la creme of the libertarian movement. And there was a fantastic conference. We were talking about, you know, alt-right, cultural Marxism, where do we stand, you know, legal aspects, and so on. So it was great to see. And also, of course, you know, I got an impression about Turkey again, you know, because, of course, everyone is struggling down there because the European tourists don't go to Turkey any longer. They're afraid because of the Erdogan policy. But, you know, all the tourists, they have been replaced by Russians and people from Latin America, from the Emirates. And, yeah, so they have less money to spend. But, you know, Turkey is definitely going to play a key role in the future, but it will become more, you know, totalitarian at the end of the day. I think that's clear so far.
So, you know, when we look at what's going on, and of course, I mean, I looked at gold and it looked like it was making a pretty nice up move. And of course, it got clobbered, you know, on the Fed meeting and has been under a little bit of pressure. What are you looking at for gold now? Are we out of the bear market and into at least a sideways or heading towards a bull market? What do you think?
You know, when I look back since the beginning of the year, I think, you know, it's fair to say that the first 6 months, the physical precious metal was really quiet, especially when it comes to the retail clients. So, but we were seeing, you know, gold prices rising in that environment. I truly believe it was mainly because of the dollar going down, decline, you know, since December, and the euro basically went up since then. But it was never able, you know, to crash the 120 limit euro dollar. And you know, it has been driven by those events. And at the same time, you have seen, you know, that especially ETFs were acquiring or driving the prices up. But I truly believe it was because of a weaker U.S. dollar. And then, of course, you know, macro effect, that the people were thinking, oh, Europe is basically settling down because now macro has won and not a disruptive person like Marine Le Pen. But I truly believe, you know, I mean, this is, you know, macro basically is the end of the European Union because it just shows nothing is going to change. And now, you know, I think now we are going back to see a higher dollar. I think this is going to change. the euro strength, I believe it's over, because, you know, we have Eastern Europe who wants to leave the European Union, for example, Czech exit. You know, then you have Hungary, you have Poland, which is not happy with the doctrines of the Soviets sitting in Brussels. And now we can see what's going on in Spain. You know, we have this Catalonia exit movement. They basically want to leave Spain. So right now, I mean, they had 40,000 people basically gathering to protest for an exit of Catalonia. And the Spanish government sent in 16,500 troops to avoid that. And the President Rajoy, he was very clear in saying there is no exit. It will not be allowed. And, you know, this had also had an impact on the Spanish stock market. It never went up to 2007 highs. It was always lower. I think now it stands at the level of 2004 and 1998. And I'm sure, you know, we could see an unfolding, you know, could see the start of a bigger crisis in the Eurozone. Because also when we look at Germany, for example, you know, by the end of this month, they're going to have the votes. Most likely, Merkel will be elected. But at the same time, they have this AfD alternative for Germany, which is brand new, which is basically focusing on, you know, okay, Germany is a national state. We don't want to have so much immigration coming into Germany. They have also some classic liberal values. You know, the girl who is leading the party now, she knows Ayn Rand. So that also shows, you know, that most likely when this AfD becomes the third strongest party in Germany, which is absolutely possible, then even in Germany some stuff is going to happen. And all that combined together, in addition, you know, that the ECB already owns 40% of the European sovereign debt, and that they also have, you know, monthly purchases of 60 billion, which they want to slow down. I believe, you know, when the ECB stops to buy, you know, who is going to buy those bonds from the Eurozone? And this will also lead, from my point of view, to a higher dollar. And so therefore, when it comes to precious metals, a higher dollar at the beginning has always an impact on the price. The United States with Yellen, basically, they are exporting deflation right now. I mean, deflation would be great because, you know, we are happy if we can buy a product which is a TV which used to cost $1,500 and now we can get it for $3.99. So deflation, you know, when prices are going down for the goods, that's a fantastic stuff for the consumer. But of course, in a credit-based system, it's becoming a problem because, I mean, even when you look at the pension funds also in the States, you know, they had, in the search of yields, they also purchased and invested, you know, in emerging markets. But of course, when you have a stronger dollar, then the debts the people have, you know, in US dollars are becoming, you know, harsher to pay back. And so therefore, you know, we'll see. I mean, for me, when the dollar goes up and, you know, we see a European crisis or something is happening with North Korea, I mean, that the end game will be that the dollar goes up, that the US capital market, the stock market is going up, but this will then ultimately lead to the crash. We don't know exactly when it will happen, how long it will take time, if we just, you know, go down the road for the next 12, 24 months. Overall, short term, I believe that gold prices could go lower. But at the end of the day, you know, in this environment, you need gold, you need it physically, and this is your insurance against all the unfolding stuff which we're going to see over the coming years.
All right, well, we'll discuss this more when we come back from the break, because I want to talk to you about the cryptocurrency world as well, because I think, I don't know if you think that has an effect on the price of gold, but we'll get to that when we come back. We are with Claudio Gross, starting a brand new venture, and he's a precious metal expert. And what's the name of the company going to be?
ClaudioGross.ch.
There you go, ClaudioGross.ch. It was tough for me to remember. But anyways, we're going to come back after the break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Make sure you go to LibertyTalk.fm and download The Bubba Show every single day, as well as The Sporting Edge on the weekends. And don't forget my daily updates, brand new feature. We do a video daily update. You can get it at BubbaTrading.com. In the meantime, we'll be back with Claudio Gross after the break with more on what's going on in the precious metals. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we're going to come right back with more after the break. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Claudio Gross from claudiogross.ch. Been around the block a few times, understands the precious metals, and he's in the right part of the world for that as well. All right, Claudio. So, obviously, I'm a gold fan. I'm a silver fan. I'm a metals fan. But are these cryptocurrencies, are they creating some pressure on gold? Or are they preventing gold from rallying? What's your take of the whole world of that crypto world?
I mean, yeah, I believe, you know, when you look at the crypto guys and also the gold, the friends of gold, they have a lot of things in common. And it's also my feeling that a lot of money which used to be going into the physical gold market went into the cryptocurrencies. As I've said, you know, I mean, the first 6 months it was really quiet, and then basically July, August were outstanding, good months again, because, you know, prices were going up higher. So, I mean, people buy gold when the price of gold is rising, but they don't buy it, you know, when it's really becoming cheap and have a setback, you know, to really acquire on a sound level. Then they're becoming nervous, I'm sure some of them, instead of buying physical gold, they moved into the cryptocurrencies.
Okay, so now do you see the cryptocurrencies? I mean, you're a free market guy, you're a libertarian guy. Do you see the cryptocurrencies as a viable free market currency?
You know, cryptocurrencies. That's, you know, that's the beauty now that I'm also becoming independent, because that will allow me also to have to spend more time in the crypto valley, which is based out in Zug in Switzerland. So, I mean, you know, what the Silicon Valley is in California, basically for the crypto world, Zug is becoming the most important country and region. And also during the HOPE meeting in Bodrum, I met Johan Gevers. He is the founder of Monitos. And so they basically brought Ethereum into Switzerland. They're talking, you know, to the authorities to really, because in Switzerland you can buy, in Zug you can buy real estate with crypto. In Switzerland you have, at every railway station you can buy with cryptocurrency railway tickets, for example. But it needs to be done in the proper way. And now, for me, I mean, cryptos, from my point of view, is not a store of value. That's at least the way I look at it today. And at the end of the day, we can end up with 10,000, I don't know, several hundred different cryptocurrencies, which are all limited somehow to these 21 million cryptos, which basically would be the top. But when I was listening to this Johan, what I understood is, you know, they are really building up a complete decentralized payment system. You know, for example, right now in these today, roughly 3 to 4 billion people, they don't have access to a bank account. But almost everyone has a smartphone. So the combination that we have, smartphones on a global scale, the internet, which is basically the global distribution channel. I mean, if we wouldn't have governments which are, you know, coming up with subventions and restrictions and protecting, you know, the bigger, the too big to fails, and destroying mid-size companies, destroying startups, you know, new companies which could become a competition to the actual big shots, this is going to change in the future. I mean, it takes a while, but so the blockchain technology and what is allowing, you know, what this system is going to allow, having a complete decentralized finance system in combination with the internet and the smartphones, this is just going to open up fantastic opportunities. And at the same time, it's fully decentralized. This means, you know, our institutions, the central banks, the governments, they are going to lose grip on the whole system. And the alternative will be a purely decentralized kind of replacement of the actual SWIFT system, but fully decentralized. And then you can use the blockchain. I mean, I still believe, you know, blockchain is there to transfer property titles, smart contracts, and all that stuff. So what I'm going to see in the future, from my point of view, is, you know, we're going to have a crypto, you know, we can buy gold, you can trade in gold, you can pay in gold, you can sell in gold, you can do it in silver, you can do it in oil, you can do it in wheat, you can do it in whatever. So this is going to open up a completely new perspective. But of course, that takes a bit some time. And I'm glad to see, you know, that the guys who are driving that kind of innovation forward, that they are sitting in Switzerland. And, you know, I mean, Johan, for example, he is from South Africa. And they came to Switzerland because they also believe, you know, first of all, it's a safe haven. It's opening also, the strong protection of property rights, the decentralized system, the limited power of the politicians. I mean, these were all unique advantages of Switzerland that these people came to our country. And this is going to be, this is going to grow in the future. I think you cannot stop it. But of course, these 3,000 or 4,000 in the Bitcoin, I mean, now it allows, people, especially in markets when they have capital exchange control or, money laundering, whatever. I mean, this kind of stuff, that's what also driving the Bitcoin prices. But at the end of the day, I don't see, that a crypto might be 3,000 or 4,000. I think it's coming down to, it's going to replace, in a way, paper money if you look at it from material.
Also. Well, but can't you do it in fractions, though? I mean, you can use fractions of a Bitcoin, I believe, to pay. I don't know how they do it, but I mean, it could be, gold, let's say when gold gets to 3,000, I mean, gold will get to 3,000 someday. Wouldn't that be the same thing?
No, first, I mean, the cryptos, for me, it's basically a replacement of paper money in a certain way. It's a replacement of the today's banking system. That's how I look at cryptocurrencies. At the end of the day, I mean, for me, money, what became money? Money has always been a real hard asset. It needs to be physical, because at the end of the day, what we do in an economy with where we have division of labor, basically we're still exchanging real goods against real goods, and instead of going, that the butcher can only pay in meat, and to see the baker, but to exchange their goods. And if he wants to have some shoes, then basically he already has a problem with his meat if the shoemaker does not accept the meat. I mean, that's why gold and silver came into existence, because it used to be a hard asset. It used to be a real good, and it was accepted by the market participants freely as money, because it had the highest liquidity, and it was precious, and it was easy to divide. So for me, at the end of the day, look, I mean, even in this cryptocurrency and the exporting deflation and so on, I always look at the monetary system from an inverted, it's an inverted pyramid. And at the bottom is still physical gold. Gold is money for 5,000 years. So even if you have cryptocurrencies popping up for a few years, it takes years if they really want to become real money. But all the technology, all the advantages that a system is offering with the decentralization, so that you really can pay in all different kind of cryptocurrencies, which need to be backed up by something, which will that one that you can have one crypto, let's say one Bitcoin, and that Bitcoin is backed up by an ounce of physical gold, and you can split it up into different portions. You can pay with it, and but still somebody has to store it, and it needs to be stored somewhere in a safe jurisdiction. And so for me, the blockchain in combination with backing up with real assets, that's the future.
All right. Well, when we come back from the break, though, I want to know. Okay. So, and I get that. Look, I don't really know. I'm still trying to discover and learn the blockchain, and not the blockchain, but the Bitcoin. I mean, I understand, for example, if I've got Bitcoin, they can't come and seize it from me, right? I mean, that's one of the things that I look at. But also the fiat currencies are backed by nothing as well, except for the Swiss. But in the meantime, we're going to step out for a break. We'll come back with Claudio right after the break with these questions and more. We're with our friend Claudio Graus, and of course, opening his own company again. In the meantime, Claudio is brought to you by Audible Books. And of course, if you want to get a free download on Audible, you can go to audibletrial.com/TheBubbaShow, and you can get one free month and a free download. And I think, I encourage it. I use it every day. I listen to it, and I think it's a great tool, and it's nice when you're sitting there driving around or just. And of course, again, I use it every day. I think it's great, and I think you should check it out. audibletrial.com/TheBubbaShow. In the meantime, libertytalk.fm, you can go down and download The Bubba Show every day if you miss. And of course, we don't want you to miss, but if you're not here, then make sure you check it out. You can also get the Sporting Edge there as well. In the meantime, this is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horwitz, and we're going to step out here, break, and come back with more from our man, Claudio Gross, from claudiogross.ch. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. We'll be right back after the break with more. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. What's up, everybody? Bubba here. It's finally here. The long-awaited Bubba Report, bringing you news from all the trading floors across the globe. We've got Scott Cialdini, the cow guy, as seen on CNBC, Fox, and Bloomberg. We've got Keith Bliss, CNBC, Fox, and a floor trader at the New York Stock Exchange. We've got the Badger, who writes the hot topics in the political news. We've got myself putting together my own unique indexes that will help you give you a better idea of what's going on in the market. All you need to do to get a hold of the Bubba Report is go to thebubbashow.org and sign up for the newsletter, or you can email me direct at bubba@thebubbashow.org. We want you to have this report because we've got over 150 years of experience talking about markets, getting ready for the trading, and puts you in the best position to have successful. So email me at bubba@thebubbashow.org to get a copy of your report, or go right to the website, thebubbashow.org. Make sure you get it. It's a must-have for every investor and trader. The Bubba Report. Welcome back to the Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Claudio Gross from claudiogross.ch, a precious metals expert and been around for quite a while. And so, Claudio, I got to understand, you know, the U.S. dollar is backed by nothing. It's backed by garbage. The fiat currency, the whole fiat currency system has no backing. And in fact, we are trying to eliminate cash everywhere. And, of course, that's so that they can do more manipulating of those currencies. That's where I think the Bitcoin idea makes sense to a lot of people. And, again, I'm still, you know, very young in this and don't really understand it. I'm not involved in it yet. But I do want to have an understanding. And, again, you're a perfect example because the Bitcoin, that type of thing, is more of a libertarian type of trade as well, because it's really more of a true free market, which is only dependent on buyers and sellers. It has nothing to do with what's going on with the U.S. dollar. You know, I mean, because right now, what are you trading when you trade, you know, gold right now or oil or anything else? It's, well, if the dollar's up, then the prices are usually down. But, you know, it doesn't always work that way. But so explain to me, you want a backing. And I understand. I'd like to have a backing, too. I'd like to have one bank in the world have enough revenue in the back to do their fractional banking that they do, which I don't believe they have enough anyways. But in the meantime, so explain to me how that the fiat currency system is any different than, and not, in fact, worse, because it can be manipulated, than the crypto world.
Okay. that's tough questions. And as I said, you know, I mean, I'm going to invest some more time in the future. I'm going to talk to these guys to find out, to know more about all the details, because the crypto world is still highly complex, and you know, every cryptocurrency is different from the others. They have different features and so on. But what from me, you know, I mean, I just see a trend that when we look at the technology and when we look at the opportunities that, you know, the whole cryptocurrency system, the blockchain technology, is going to offer, it's basically going towards decentralization, and this is great. So, I mean, so it will help. It will also help that in the future, you know, if somebody wants to pay in gold, for example, you know, he can have gold stored somewhere, and then basically he can do, you know, transfer his gold backed Bitcoin, for example. He can pay for it. Or you're going to have these escrow services. I think that's where the biggest business lies. So let's assume I want to sell something to another party. So, you know, you can close with the smartphone and with this system in the future a contract. You will send the cryptos backed by whatever, basically to an arbitrary person, to an attorney, whatever, so that, you know, as soon as I as a seller have to live, so that I as a seller see when I close a contract with a guy somewhere, I don't know, in Somalia, for example, that I see, okay, the money is there, the crypto is there, what we have agreed is there. And as soon as I have delivered the stuff, then basically the other can check it out, you know, have I fulfilled what we basically agreed. And then when this is going up, then basically he can execute the transaction. And then the guy who is in charge, the escrow service, he has then to release the Bitcoins, which are backed up with whatever. So I think this is a fantastic opportunity. And of course, transaction fees are much lower. So it will just open up, it will boost additionally the global market, global trade, and it will allow, once this, this system is coming down, of course. I don't believe in centralized government. I don't believe in a one world order. That's not going to happen. That's what we see over the last 12, 24 months. But, once they are working on this technology and when this fiat money, which is, it's based, as you said, it's based on nothing any longer. The dollar became the world currency reserve because they had 70% of all the gold reserves in the US dollars at the end of the Second World War. And they had the industry, they were not destroyed at all. So basically, that's why they became the world currency reserve. And with Marshall Plan and so on, they injected just some liquidity. And now it's backed up by 1,000 military bases in almost 100 countries. But we can see, this is also changing. You have multiple players popping up now. And so, the whole system is decentralizing.
Now, do you think that the amount of paper gold that has been sold out there through the ETFs and everything, do you think there's enough physical to cover all the paper that's been sold?
No, not at all. No, the COMEX, even there we see, changes. The COMEX, sometimes, in the past they had 500 paper claims per physical ounce readily available to deliver at COMEX. It's a paper scam at the end of the day. But now we have this Shanghai Gold Exchange where basically all the transactions are physical. And this one is also getting bigger and bigger. And when I look at, when I compare China and the United States, China now, they have, Shanghai Gold Exchange plus the central bank plus all the mining they have done. China is becoming one of the biggest mining explorer when it comes to gold, and they don't sell a single ounce. They most likely have somewhere, between, we don't know exact figures, but they could have easily, 20,000 tons. And I think the Americans have roughly 22,000 tons at the end of the Second World War. And at the same time, China has all the industry. So you see certain similarities. And now, of course, short term, Spain is going to show what centralized governments, how they are going to act. They are returning to Franco-style fascism. And fake news, Trump, Brexit, AFD.
what do you think of Donald Trump, young man?
I just saw his speech at the United Nations and I thought, Matrix Reloaded 2.0. At the end of the day, now he has, the UN is great and the NATO is great and we have to bump other countries and, we have to solve and we have to be to support the collective. And so, he changed, what he basically promised during his election campaign, that he's going to trade with Russia and that he wants to downsize NATO. I think he has lost, he forgot a lot. Trump is not the savior, it's the false messiah. I don't believe in a messiah anyway, I was really shocked. I saw the speech from him and I thought, sometimes I have the feeling, do they really believe that we are so stupid when we are listening to them, when they sit together in their UN boards and talk about how this world is, how it's playing out and what the people have to do and what they as rulers have to do. There will be more war, there will be more destruction, there will be more divide and conquer. That's exactly the agenda which is going on right now. And I really hope that the people they are divided anyway. Look at the United States. And I'm going over there 2nd of October. I will spend the whole month in the United States. So, already back when I was there in November, people were completely divided. And the young guys, they have been brainwashed. Their politics is so correct that they're not, that you cannot debate with these guys any longer. So hopefully people will secede in the future. They will understand, that we cannot stick together under one rule when all the people are divided, but that they realize, let's do it peacefully and let's have California, exiting. Let's have Texas exiting, and Alabama and New York, and then even within those states, decentralized down, to state level, down to city, municipality level. That's basically what Switzerland, that's basically the role of Switzerland, in the sense of Aristoteles, which always said, demos the village, gratia the rulers. And I believe with all this technology, I believe with the internet, as the Gutenberg press, you know, they lost the information, the propaganda monopoly. The governments have lost that. So, you know, people are waking up. They are standing up. And that's exactly what we are seeing.
Well, I mean, don't you think, I mean, look, I'm a fan of Trump, but that's besides the point. I think that the politicians made what we are and ruined and created all this hatred and separation between everybody. Because, of course, at the end of the day, if you go back to the central banking system, they just keep absconding with all the money. I mean, they keep printing more money or making more money, which makes your dollars worth less. And then somehow the wealthy always get it in their pocket. And it's the upper, you know, what upper half a percent or quarter percent gets all the money. And that's kind of like the Rothschild plan, isn't it?
Well, I mean, okay, just, you know, Trump, I was also pro-Trump, definitely. And I truly believe still Trump is, you know, has been the better choice than the Clintons or Hillary, definitely. But, you know, I mean, at the end of the day, you know, there is a deep state and these guys, you know, they are in charge. I mean, we are in a centralized system, and in a centralized system, I mean, you know, there has been a study. I mean, Boston University came up with a study and saying that the United States is an oligarchy. It's not a republic. You know, it has nothing to do with democracy, whatever. So it's a centralized system. But so even as a president, you don't have that much power. But he, you know, I gave always the benefit of the doubt to the Trump voters, and I truly believe they're still there. You know, all the people which are fed up with the actual course under Clinton, which had enough of this, you know, left-wing bullshit.
Hold that thought. We'll come back to that after the break because, you know, we got to continue this on and find out what you're doing and how you're going to make us all rich people with your great analysis on the markets. But we're with Claudio Gross from ClaudioGross.ch, a precious metals expert. And come over the country. Maybe you'll come and see me. But in the meantime, this is The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz, and of course, you go to libertytalk.fm. You can download The Bubba Show every single day. And of course, you can also download The Sporting Edge during the weekends. And don't forget about the brand new Bubba's Daily Update after the close every day. It gives you a quick recap of what's going on and what we expect in the markets. In the meantime, we're going to come back with Claudio after the break. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz, and we will be right back with more from our guy, Claudio, after the break. The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. It's about time. Welcome back to The Bubba Show. Todd Bubba Horowitz with Claudio Gross from ClaudioGross.ch, and he is a precious metals expert. So, again, we were talking, of course, you got a little worked up and got mad at the whole situation because I think you're right, and this is a problem, and this is where, again, I say that they abscond with a lot of things that shouldn't happen, and of course now, of course, they're trying to get something passed. It's all for the American people, and one man can't change it. I do believe that if Trump could run it by himself without being waylaid by all these politicians, I mean, you know, they waffle around every time, and in the meantime, I think they're all together figuring out how they're going to scam all the cash out. What do you say?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know. You know, this is politics. This is, you know, centralized. This is a centralized system. I mean, you know, that's how they built up an empire. That's how they built up also in the past empires, and all of these empires crashed. You know, I mean, everything is operating in cycles. And I don't know if you ever heard about this generation cycles by Howe and Strauss. I mean, also the four turning, and that's so for me. You know, I mean, there is no smooth transition. And in the future, I mean, they can prolong it a bit, but then at the same time, the middle class is going to be impoverished completely. You know, there's not going, it will not be around. And when I see what's happening, then I truly believe, you know, there is a change. People are understanding what's going on. That's why it's so important that we spread, you know, the principles of liberty. And also know, especially also the Austrian School of Economics, because, you know, how is the free market theories, that kind of stuff, so that the people at the end of the day, they can prepare, you know, everyone can prepare for a crisis. And that's the best they can do is basically stay open, but, you know, have some gold, definitely, and have some silver, have it physical.
Right.
And that's something I truly believe you can protect yourself. And you, at the same time, I mean, you can also... You can save money in gold, But you should not look at it as your trading vehicle. And in the future, you know, when the market's getting more harsh and we're going to see these boom bust cycles, they will come with more capital exchange controls.
Well, you have gold as kind of like owning your house. It's a hard asset that you put away, and you know, if you God forbid you should need it, then you have a place to go for it. So, all right. So you're coming. Absolutely. You're coming to the U.S. What are you coming here for, big boy?
Well, basically, I'm going to see some of my old clients. I'm going to see some new prospects. I have planned to see I'm going to spend a few days at the Mises University in Alabama. Hopefully I can manage to get to see Dr. Paul and Danny McAdams again. I want to meet with Scott Horton from Antiwar. So it's a mix of I'm going to see a few people, because I also want to produce still articles in the future, looking at the monetary system, looking at from geopolitical angle what's going on, so that I can help to spread the better ideas. And of course at the same time I have people who understand that they want to see me because they understand that they need a safe haven in Switzerland, that they want to have fiscal gold in a fully legal way. And I have now a setup, less than a handful of great partners, which all have their different USPs. And so I'm going to consult the people, advise them how to proceed, what would be the best solution, listening to their specific needs, and then basically come up with a solution which fits their needs.
All right, so give us some of the typical type of solutions you would be looking at for somebody. I mean, obviously, we both believe that gold is an asset that everybody should have a percentage in their portfolio, right?
Yeah.
And so now do you have people buy, do they buy coins or they buy bars? How do you prefer to buy it?
Every client is different. So I always said, the metals, you need metals where you live. So, if something is happening and the fiat money is going to zero, which it always did, and which is also going to be in the future, so that you really have a hard asset, a real asset that you can exchange and you can buy goods, or you can flee your country when you see it's getting too worse, whatever. I mean, this is the liquidity. And during the Weimar Republic, an ounce of gold purchased a villa in Berlin. So, you have then, it was in these crisis periods, gold and silver will be king. That's for sure. So you need to have it where you are. But then at the same time, the United States had a gold confiscation, the Germans had the gold confiscation, the Russians and the Italians. And when I look at the Eurozone, when I look at the United States, one fine day, they already had it in the past. It proved that the politicians can confiscate. And when I look at the world today, there is, Switzerland, not everything is shiny. We are also struggling. But still, we have a decentralized political system. We have strong property rights, especially when kept outside the banking system, because within the banking system, property rights are of temporary nature. They can inflate it, and now they're going to deflate, assets away, and a lot of people are going to suffer. But the physical ounce is a physical ounce, and that will always stay an ounce. And that's your harsh crisis. And so, in Switzerland, let's assume our politicians, they come up with a confiscation order. They would have to bring it in front of the people, because that's a change of the constitution. They cannot. They don't have the power to do that. And this is a great USP, which we still have. And therefore, I always say, depends how much he wants to invest. Usually I think it makes sense if you have more than 50,000, you really want to invest in physical gold. I can say in my previous company, the average client had roughly 400,000 in physical gold and silver. And then we were saying, okay, it needs to be a highly liquid stock, because you want to come to Switzerland to pick it up in a harsh crisis. We don't know how the currency system will look like. We don't know how the banking system will look like. Most likely it will be shut down. We don't know how far, these Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies are going to be. So you want to have direct access. It needs to be in a safe. It needs to be in a vault where you have access to it. And then you have to, for me, I always said, it's your harsh crisis scenario. Therefore, make sure that you have a liquid stock. So basically buying 1 ounce coins, I would not go for the lower coins, because then you have to pay a lot of premiums. So, you know, the Maple Leafs, the Austrian Philharmonica, the Australian Nugget, these were my favorite coins, also because of the fabrication premium you had to pay. Everyone knows them. They are recognizable on a global scale. And then at the same time, you need some silver coins. And then it's up to the client how much he wants to invest in coins. And as soon as he believes, hey, now I'm happy with that insurance, but I still want to add more with physical gold, then he can, for example, go to higher bars, because that also allows him in the future, he can take out a few coins and he can sell it, instead of selling 1 kilo bar, or if you want to run around in a harsh crisis, you don't want to have a 1 kilo bar in your hands. You need coins. You need smaller liquidities.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Okay. So good. So, and you're going to help people do that. And I know, listen, I know you for a long time. You do a great job. You have a great understanding of the markets and of the business. So we don't have a lot of time left, but so now, we got some issues, and of course, I was surprised gold was not a little bit higher, and I'm surprised it wasn't reacting. But do you think it holds up here? If you you mentioned earlier, you think it might go down a little bit. What's your bottom line low in your mind?
My crystal ball. Listen, short term, I basically have the feeling that it might go a bit lower. I mean, the downside potential for gold, I would say, what? Could be, you know, maybe it's $200. Okay. But the upside potential is huge. And this crisis, I mean, it's going on. I mean, nothing has changed over the last 8 years. You know, we just added more debt.
More debt. We're a debtor system. I hate to cut it short, but I have to be able to say goodbye to you as well. And after your visit to the States, you got to come back on and give us a report on what's going on with your new company, the ClaudioGrass.ch. Claudio, you're always great to have on. I appreciate you, man.
So thank you very much. It was a great conversation. Speak soon.
Thank you, sir. It's our friend Claudio Grass, who's a master in gold from Switzerland. And, of course, we always like to have him on to get his points of view when things are going on. In the meantime, don't forget libertytalk.fm. You can download the Bubba Show every single day, as well as the Sporting Edge on the weekends. And don't forget Bubba's daily update every single day. After the close, a quick five-minute recap, video style. This is The Bubba Show, Todd Bubba Horowitz. Everybody have a great day. Thank you so much for being here. We'll see you back here tomorrow. The Bubba Show.
Wake up, Maggie. Revolutionary talk for revolutionary times. Promoting peace, liberty, and prosperity around the clock. LibertyTalk.fm.